Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 179, my strength and shield. Let these words settle over you slowly. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to Him. Psalm 28:7. Notice what David does not say. He does not say, I have strength. He says, the Lord is my strength. There is a world of difference between those two things. One is something you carry. The other is someone you lean on. David already knew what takes most of us years to learn. That when your own energy runs dry, when you have reached the bottom of yourself and there is nothing left to draw from, that is precisely where the Lord begins. He is not your backup plan. He is your source. And David goes further. He says, He is my shield. Sit with that image for a moment. Because a shield does not remove the battle. You are still on the field. The blows still come, but there is someone who has placed himself between you and what threatens to break your heart. God absorbs what was meant to wound you. It does not mean life became easy. It means you are not out there unprotected. And then comes what I think is the most powerful line in this whole verse. David says, in Him my heart trusts. He did not say, once I see the answer, I will trust. He chose to trust first. Trust is not a feeling that shows up after everything gets better. It is the heart's decision to rest in Him now, in the middle of the waiting, in the middle of the uncertainty, before the turning comes. That decision, that is faith. And the one who makes that decision discovers something. And I am helped. Not maybe I will be helped. Not someday, perhaps. I am helped. David speaks with certainty because he has experienced this so many times that doubt no longer has a foothold. God's help arrives, not always in the form we asked for, not always on the timeline we imagined, but it arrives. It arrives in exactly the right way, the way we actually needed, with a precision that could only come from Him. And then the heart cannot stay quiet. My heart exults. This is not manufactured excitement. It is that deep, quiet gladness that comes from knowing the Lord picked up what you could no longer carry. It is the relief of someone who has been rescued. It is the peace of someone who looks back and sees clearly, He never once left me on my own. And David ends in song, singing gratitude. Because when your heart has been helped like that, the natural response is not to sit quietly and think about it. It is to declare it, to sing it, to say it out loud before God. So today, do this. Open a notebook, your phone, a scrap of paper, and write down three concrete ways God has already helped you. Not in vague terms. Three real moments when He was your strength or your shield. And then, out loud or in song, the way David did, give Him thanks for each one right there before Him. Let gratitude move from your mind into your voice. That is what changes a heart. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.